Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
According to Alaska State Troopers, a 34-year-old Wasilla man was shot and killed by a police officer late Sunday after the man fired on the officer's cruiser with an assault rifle. Troopers said the incident occurred after a domestic disturbance near a settler's bay was reported via 911 call just after 10 p.m. As troopers and police responded, people involved in the disturbance got out of the home and left the area. Wasilla resident Brett George put on body armor, armed himself with an assault rifle, and left the residence in a vehicle, troopers said in an online dispatch. The Wasilla officer initiated a traffic stop on George's vehicle near the residence. George briefly stopped, but then fled, and law enforcement initiated a pursuit. George got out of his vehicle at an intersection and fired a rifle at the fully marked Wasilla police car. The Wasilla police officer returned the fire, striking George. According to the state troopers, he was declared dead at the scene. His body was transported to the state medical examiner's office. No law enforcement officer was injured. Once a trooper's investigation is complete, the Alaska Office of Special Prosecutions will independently review the shooting. Senator Dan Sullivan continues to promote his statewide campaign. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell with more.
Senator Dan Sullivan continues the promotion of his One Pill Can Kill Alaska, a statewide campaign to combat the fentanyl crisis. Overdose deaths in Alaska jumped more than 40% last year, the highest increase in the U.S., with fentanyl responsible for nearly all cases.
We have had the highest overdose rates of any state in the country the last 2 years in Alaska, so more Alaskans are dying from fentanyl overdose per capita than any other state. It's mostly our young people. And what we've been trying to do is get an awareness out saying, hey, to the youth of Alaska, a tiny bit of this fentanyl, if you don't know it's in a drug or, you know, you're smoking marijuana, you don't know it's there, it can kill you.
That was Senator Sullivan during an interview with KSRM. The initiative provides resources on fentanyl's dangers, prevention strategies, and treatment options. Sullivan says if this effort saves even one life, it will be worth it. Find more details at sullivan.senate.gov/onepill. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Anchorage police arrested 32-year-old Anthony Roberts for a hit-and-run incident on Friday afternoon, where he allegedly struck a pedestrian and then attempted to clean evidence from his car. Roberts is charged with first-degree assault, leaving the scene, and tampering with evidence. Police responded to the collision at the intersection of Muldoon Road and Dubin Avenue around 2:15 p.m., finding a woman with life-threatening injuries. She had been crossing the street on a crosswalk when hit. Roberts called dispatch shortly after but failed to identify the correct location or admit to being the driver. After the incident, Roberts left the scene and did not speak to officers. Police later located him at home, where surveillance video showed him washing his car. He claimed he washed his clothes and car to remove dirt. Evidence from vehicle damage was consistent with a pedestrian strike. The woman remains in critical condition, and Roberts is held at Anchorage Correctional Complex. The upcoming Broadway Alaska season has been placed on hold. Officials announced a hiatus that includes performances of The Lion King. The news comes after Tina the Turner musical was canceled several weeks ago. Alaska Center for Performing Arts President and COO Cody Costello says they need the time to consider, quote, the long-term health of our organization and the quality of experience we provide to both artists and audiences.
Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.